Dungeons and Daddies, not a BDSM podcast, is hitting the road this summer from May 31st through June 14th. We're doing part two of our U.S. live tour.
Whoa. I came up with a name for this one.
Yeah,
it's
called
the Areas Tour.
Kind of
similar.
Dungeons and Daddies, the Areas Tour, feat Taylor Swift. We're hitting the road again. Midwest and East Coast dates on sale. Tickets are available now. We're starting up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're going to Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, Pelham, Tennessee, Atlanta, New York, Philadelphia, and Boston.
Wow.
More info on our website, dungeonsanddaddies.com/live.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In just a minute, you're going to be hearing the first live show from our Do or Dice 2023 tour. This was up in Seattle, Washington at the Neptune Theater. If you want more live shows, including the two live show streams we did during the pandemic, as well as video and audio of both the Seattle and Portland shows, you're going to want to support us on Patreon, where you'll get all of our live shows, as well as numerous one-shots and bonus features, all as part of your subscription. Patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. All right, enough of that. Time to listen to the show.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. And this is a live show, so who knows what's gonna happen?
Get up, Seattle! Let me hear you! Let's go! Welcome back on stage, the one and only William Campos! Let me hear it for Matt! A lot of nerds in here tonight. How's it going, Seattle? How are we doing tonight on a Monday? Everybody find parking okay? Are we good on parking in the U District? We all good? Okay, good.
Well, thanks so much for coming to the show. What a great show. Good night.
Let me get my cool DJ setup back.
Get your shit.
Dude.
Sorry, Matt, Anthony, and I are out of breath. We had quite the intro there.
Yeah.
So.
Try to figure it out.
You need some time to recover.
This is Dungeons & Daddies Live. This is the first stop on the Do or Dice Tour. What do you think about that? Yeah! And you know us. Nothing planned. Just flying by the seat of our pants. Anthony, you have something for us tonight. Something special. Would you explain to the kind folks gathered here today what we're up to tonight?
I don't have just one something special. I have six somethings special.
Most men only have two.
So the way this is going to work tonight is I've prepared six different one-shots that all have something to do with the daddies. And in order to figure out which one of those one-shots we're going to do, we're going to rely on our lady of random chance.
So.
Oh, yes.
If we roll a one, we will be doing...
Daddy babies.
No.
A two means my daddy, and me.
What the fuck?
No!
Whose fucking show is this, Anthony?
Careful, Icarus!
If we roll a three, we are doing something called Blood in the Water. Ooh.
Ooh.
If we roll a four, we're doing something called Dread. Ooh.
Ooh.
Worst one shot possible.
And number six is Werewolf.
How come everyone always asks Werewolf and never Howl-wolf?
So the way this is going to work.
Does this just have a copy of Werewolf in it?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So what we are going to do is Freddy is going to toss the D6 into the crowd. If you would kindly pass it all the way back, and then you pass it this direction, and then you pass it this direction, and then throw it back onto the stage.
All right, but I want to be
what
clear.
What a plan.
Everybody,
pretty good think so.
Hold on, everybody. Relax.
all right?
Be fucking cool.
This is a vinyl D6 I bought on Amazon before I got you. It's just don't hit each other in the face. Just bop it around. We're adults here. We can handle that, right? You can, right. Can we handle that? Can we be cool?
You fuck up.
Here's what I want. I want this dice to go back. I want this dice eventually to get back on stage. However it gets there, please, God, nobody get injured. We are not insured for that. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Does it back, does it back. Get it back. No, 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 no.
No, not yet.
No.
Back, back, back.
There we go, there we go, there we go.
There we go.
There we go. Last one, last one. Bring it up. Bring it up. Oh, wait.
Oh,
wait.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Down the stairs. Wait.
Six.
Werewolf.
So while I unfurl this, would you like to introduce
these
other
characters?
Yeah, let's
introduce this podcast. You guys ready for a little podcasting? This is Dungeons & Daddies, a show about four dads flung into the forgotten realms in the quest to rescue their lost sons. Season one. We're doing season one. My name is Freddie Wong, and I play Glenn Close, the rock and roll bar dad of the group. I'm going to pander if you guys don't mind. Is that okay?
Go,
yeah,
go,
please do.
Go.
Glenn's dad fact for tonight. Glenn's dick's order is...
Shameless pandering.
Shameless pandering.
Fucking hometown hero Freddie Wong pandering to the audience.
That's right. That's right. And we're all going to go to the Wallingford one after all this, right? Yeah, okay. Glenn's dick's order is the Glenn's Deluxe. What it is, it's a hamburger, a special in the middle, tartar sauce on top of the special, another hamburger on top of that. It's a rebuild of the Dick's Deluxe, but one piece at a time, each component consisting of other burgers. And then Glenn continually tries to get the poor folks over at the Dick's and Wall on Capitol Hill to be like, hey, hey, can we put the Glenn special?
I didn't hear Dick's order, I heard disorder. I'm like, finally, we get to learn what it is.
What is it?
Anyway, you can't order it at any of the Dicks. They're not taking that as an official off-menu item.
Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold, and I...
Yeah!
Hydrate up. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play Daryl Wilson, the stay-at-home... not soccer dad, just sports dad in general. Yeah! All right, little known fact about Daryl. Since we're doing our live show, I thought we'd talk about Daryl's favorite live show he's ever been to, and it is... Every time he gets to watch Grant practice soccer.
Aww.
He's a good dad. May not seem like it when you listen to season two, but I like to think he was a good dad.
Hi, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play... I play Henry Oak. He's a hippy-dippy, crunchy, munchy, Birkenstock rockin' granola nature druid dad.
Granola druid! Yo. You're a granola druid dad MC, dog.
MC.
And MC. Henry's favorite spot in Seattle is the REI Co-op. REI, of course, being the Respect Every Iguana Co-op. Which is really a big iguana coop. They just call it a co-op. Where, you know, iguanas are like number one friend of rocks. They bathe on rocks all day. And Henry's all about that, so he always goes out to REI. They also have a giant rock that they put the iguanas on.
Terrible, Will.
Hello, everybody. My name is Beth May. And
Beth. I'm going to...
Could you just pretend to not have a favorite?
I'm gonna say this, Beth.
All
mark,
right.
Mark my words, Beth. If you throw down that I can't hear you, you're off the podcast.
We're gonna do this one together, though. I play Ron Stampler. Yes, an emotionally detached stepfather and rogue. Fun fact about Ron is that Ron always keeps his phone in low power mode. Because women deserve all the power.
Hi, I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Woo!
soak in that adoration.
I was going to come out here and do some very cheap heel stuff and be like, oh, I can't wait to leave this place, just like the Supersonics, but...
Boo. Oh, they're turning on you, Anthony.
Yeah,
that's the energy I wanted. I want you to like me, but not that much. Okay, so because we rolled a 6 and got werewolf, we are going to play a little game. So you are all, just to clarify, everybody is their characters from season 1, and Payton is around, and...
I didn't hear anything from Payton. Is there Payton here?
Hey, sorry, Payton, buddy.
Sorry.
My name is Payton Bennett. I'm a former champion 3 times of the Unfortunate Foster Children League. And my dad fact is that I love Seattle.
So, without further ado, the full moon casts long shadows. Yeah, that's right, it's starting like this.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
The full moon casts long shadows across the cold, hard Faerun ground.
I look so tall. Look at the shadow.
Sorry, I won't do that. That's the last one, I promise.
It's not the last one.
It's not.
You huddle around the campfire for warmth, the flickering flames reflected off the white plastic of the Honda Odyssey.
Paint a picture.
Roll perception.
Ooh,
right away. 5.
13.
That's a 21.
Ooh.
It's a 7. I rolled the dice, it's fine.
Oh, you know what? I also forgot to mention, at one point during tonight, if you wish for somebody to re-roll a failed roll or get inspiration for it, get advantage for it, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go, inspiration, clap, 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 clap. Inspiration, clap, 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 clap. Inspiration, clap, 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 clap.
All right, I'm going to roll again.
That's a 6. You get to do that. Once.
Sorry.
Tonight.
Once. Was that that count?
So you get to choose. As an audience, you are going to all subconsciously choose when you want that moment to happen. So don't fuck it up.
I'm sorry,
Anthony.
The
people in Austin fucked it up, so.
Yeah.
We're never going back there.
Anthony, I have a 5, actually, plus 14. I'm now looking at my character sheet. So 19.
All right, so that is going to mean that Glenn and Henry, you hear something in the underbrush surrounding your camp.
That's probably a raccoon or something, bro.
I'm gonna just go get it. I'm gonna go see what it is. I'm gonna heedlessly wander away from the group on this spooky night. I'm feeling really good. I'm gonna explore a little bit.
You need a forest buddy, bro?
Yeah, you want to be my forest buddy?
Yeah, cool, good.
Wait, Glenn.
I needed to pee.
Should we tell the others where we're going? They're sleeping. Look, Ron and Daryl are spooning. It's so cute.
I've never seen them spoon like that.
You're asleep. You're asleep, Daryl. Shh.
Why does Ron have his tongue in Daryl's ear?
Huh? Peyton, that's just what some men do sometimes. That's, you know, and it's just part of how men love and respect each other.
I can't wait till I grow up.
I'm gonna proceed. Oh, Ripperoni, right, yeah. Spoiler alert. I'm gonna go ahead and creep up to the bushes.
Okay, so within the bushes, you see
there's a fly just crawling on
my head.
Bro,
you have like one fly on your head right now.
Sorry about the flies, everyone.
He's one of Mother Earth's creatures, Matthew.
I'm trying to help.
You see 2 yellow eyes poking out from the darkness. And are you going to do anything about that?
No, because again, like maybe it's a mama bird, like a night bird with its nest. So I want to
one of those night birds.
Yeah, a night bird. I'm like, Glenn, this might be a night bird. Oh, this could be a really special, like, you know how some like real nature perverts get really whispery whenever they're around an animal in the wild?
What, Henry? I can't hear you. I'm pissing. I'm pushing piss right now.
Glenn, just be careful, okay? There's a beautiful night bird here. I'm going to try to sing the song of the night bird. I'm going to try to coo softly to the
All right, roll animal handling.
All right.
This is right up your alley, Will.
That's a 4.
That sounds about right.
You hear the following.
I don't think that's a night bird.
I don't know about... Hey, Henry, I don't know about this, man.
I thought you were pissing. Are you done pissing?
We should weirdly, no. This is like a long one, man.
Glenn, hurry up and piss!
You know, you can't stop. You can't just pinch out the flow, dude.
Just don't
it's
you...
like building a dam in the middle of a river.
Glenn, don't you do Kegels, bro?
What? What are those?
I'm going to teach you about Kegels later. Your girlfriends will thank me.
I don't know if I want that, Henry, but okay.
I'm gonna do another perception check. I'm nervous. I'm gonna just see if I can see any more about it. That's like a 17.
Okay, so with a 17, you can see that it is a wolf. What you cannot tell.
It's a beautiful wolf?
It is a beautiful.
Oh my gosh, they've been hunted to near extinction
beautiful
on
wolf.
Earth.
You can see the fur on the back of its head is raised. You can see that it is feeling a little bit scared and a little bit on edge.
Aww.
Henry.
I'm going to cast, I have a spell
Fireball.
For this. Why don't we... No, Daryl. Why don't we... Give me a second to think about what I'm going to do. Why don't we cut back to, like, maybe Daryl and Ron are stirring awake, you know? Maybe one of them's half-mast from the time.
I didn't say
stuff.
That happened, Will. So it doesn't happen, Will.
This stuff usually gets all edited out, this infighting.
Yeah, it's a really different podcast in person, guys. I don't know what to tell you. I'm going to cast Speak with Animals. To speak
all right.
with animal.
Perfect. I was hoping you would do that because then you hear...
Hello.
Daryl wakes up. Ron, did you hear that?
Oh, I just had the most beautiful dream.
What was it, bud?
You were there, and you were there, and you were there. Oh, wait, there's just the two of us,
there's
Daryl.
There's just two of us. Hey, where did they go?
We should go find out.
They went out to go piss.
Oh, hey, what's up, pain, bud?
They didn't invite me.
Did you hear like a... Well, yeah, that's not a thing you invite people to, bud. Did
Matt
you go pee?
Matt always invites me.
I'm never not. That's my secret, Captain. I'm always peeing.
Okay, whoa. What? Where did they go?
They went this way, towards the plot.
Oh. Well, Ron, now that we're awake, should we head towards the plot?
What'd you say?
I said you want to go to where they are.
Oh, to the plot. Oh,
yeah, let's do it. All right, bud.
So you hear as
so
you...
So in the dream.
What? Oh, what was the dream? No, that's good. What was the... Oh, sorry, Ron. What was the dream? I didn't mean
there
to interrupt.
There was this purple portal, right?
Oh.
And then we went towards it. And then I woke up.
What?
What do you think it means?
Do you think maybe you should just... I don't know, just talk to your wife more? Figure out... Like... You gotta find
that's
something.
What
you gotta
dreams
find,
mean, right, Daryl?
You gotta find something that like satisfies you if you're gonna be home all the time. And I'm sorry. Did you have to go pee?
Well, what did you?
Let's go pee.
About?
Let's go find
okay.
them. Yeah, let's go find them.
All right, we're going to pee. Boys' party.
All right.
Boys' night. Boys' night.
This is great. I can do it while standing up. Go ahead. Go
okay.
ahead. Yes.
Just
what?
Boys, boys. We gotta be really quiet. There's an woo woo werewolf in the
what?
In the bushes. There's a woo woo werewolf.
Hello.
Oh.
Wait,
can
we
kill it?
No, Ron.
Wait, sorry.
Ron, no.
Can we hear it, or is it just Henry?
Henry can understand what it is saying. You can hear it howling. Only Henry hears hello.
Okay. Aww.
I know it sounds scary, but trust me, it's got a cute little voice. It's just a sweet little guy.
Will you help me find my mommy?
It wants us to help him find his mommy.
Oh. Bud, hey, Wolfie, and I put my hand out, you know, the way you're supposed to approach a dog, like open palm below its chin.
Okay,
so it's not threatening.
Why don't you roll animal handling?
Ooh. Oh, my specialty.
Is it Matt?
It
animal
is.
Handling doesn't mean jerking off.
Thank you for the compliment.
Oh, Will, you walked right into that one, bro.
I'm pretty sure I can't. It's 14 plus. I'm sure it's like 4 or 5. So.
That's the hard D&D crunchy numbers these people came to see.
It looks like you're playing a Sudoku on there.
Roll something.
I rolled a 14.
Okay. That's
and good. my animal handling, I remember, because, you know, I remember the show, was like a 4 or 5 because I was good at minivan.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. Okay, so the wolf very tentatively comes out and licks your hand just a little bit nervously, and then it casts Speak with Animals on all of you, so you can all now talk to it if you wish.
Well, that means I'm not special anymore, if everyone could do it.
You're special in your own way.
I fucking burned a spell slot on this.
Bud, you said you need to find your mom?
Yes, the local village.
The what village?
The local village.
The local village.
Okay.
In this area code.
Okay.
What area code is this in?
504. They kidnapped my mommy, and they're going to ritually execute her.
Oh.
To appease their...
Run!
Sorry, sorry.
They are going to ritually execute her to appease their dog god. I need somebody to help me save her.
Oh, okay. Well, where they take her? Really quick. Do you know how powerful is this god?
This dog god? I don't know. They said that they were going to sacrifice her and then bring the god into existence, and that the god was going
to... Oh, they're always doing that around here.
And we hate
that.
Yeah, we got to stop that.
You know, that's where the gods should be, where the gods are. I'm sorry. This is a personal bone to pick of mine. I just think.
Yeah, the one god up in heaven. Yeah.
Never mind, Daryl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Hims.
Oh, is that the one you use?
Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch.
Emphasis on cum.
Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options.
How do they know about my cum fort?
ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple, 100% online, no uncomfortable doctor's visits. You answer a series of questions on their site and the medical provider.
Why is that to be uncomfortable with your doctor?
Because my doctor's always like,
why do you need ED pills?
What's wrong with your dick? They shout at me.
What? Does somebody's dick not work? Doctors
hard.
Are like that all the time.
Yeah, I know. They just yell at me. They scream, get hard, and it is the only thing that gets me hard. So how does Hims help with that?
Answer a series of questions on their site, including, Matt, you'll probably use the long response option to sort of describe all of your things going on. And a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. You'll love this line, everybody. If ED is getting you down.
Oh,
it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers to get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/daddies. That's hims.com/daddies for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/daddies. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Etsy.
Ooh.
Etsy.
Let's see what's in store
today.
Listen up, listeners. We're here to tell you there's no reason to panic next time you're looking for a perfect gift. Now.
There isn't. Oh, thank God.
Now.
Oh, I can relax.
You ready for this? Gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode on Etsy.
I've always in gift
stress
mode.
Out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone on any occasion. Just tap or click gift mode on the Etsy app or Etsy.com. Answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and then gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas. Check it out. I'm right here on the site. Check it out.
Okay, let's find a gift for my dad.
Find a gift for Beth right now.
Okay,
for my dad.
His interests are like not Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, would you say that's an Aquarius?
A Libra.
There's grooming gift boxes. Now, hold on. I know what you're thinking.
Keep your dad hairless. Keep daddy nice and smooth.
For a smooth daddy. They just pre-categorize a bunch of stuff. There's a lot of camo hats on this page.
Okay, but those hats all say dad, and my dad doesn't want to do that.
But what about dada?
Now find a gift for me, because I'm sad.
Oh, wait, Beth. Yeah,
what does Beth want?
What does Beth want?
A dad.
Beth.
The one thing Beth, Etsy
you
can't
sound like
give.
A 90s kid.
Yeah, that's me.
Handmade treasure set. gift tape, mixtape gifts, 90s sweatshirts and tees, tons of stuff. If you need to find the perfect gift, don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
So the werewolf sort of gestures into the distance, and you can see the distant lights of a little village. What would you like to? Would you like to go and actually do the adventure?
Yeah. Let's, yeah. Yeah. I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on, just finishing up. All right. We're good.
So the village consists.
Wait, what's the little wolf's name?
Oh, my name is. Does somebody say stop?
Stop.
You. What's your name?
My name is Katie.
Golly gee whiz, nice to meet you, Katie.
So what was that?
I said, golly gee whiz, nice to meet you, Katie.
Nice to meet you as well.
I'm gonna quickly take my jacket and like make like a baby Bjorn and put Katie like, aww, like a little baby up in front of me.
Wait, Katie. Yeah, Katie's like a wolf, Matt.
A baby wolf?
Katie's a baby wolf. That's I allow it. Baby
I
wolf.
Allow it.
We just gotta make sure you stay quiet. We don't wanna, you know. Ron, you're the stealthiest. You gotta scout.
Oh, yeah. Boy, can I pet the doggy?
Yeah, of course.
Hi, Katie. Can I just give you a pat on the head, please?
Yes, please.
I'm gonna roll for it.
Roll for attack?
I got a 7.
You snap Katie's neck.
What?
No.
Not a
no.
One.
You just do kind of rough and in the wrong direction, and Katie's like, I don't know about this.
I then like kind of rub underneath Katie's chin, and be like, it's okay, but it's okay.
Well, and ooh. Oh.
I can't do a dog like happily growling. I can only do like a
prowl. Meryl doesn't want to pet Katie anymore.
Oh.
So now that you hear, yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's a little different.
So on the outskirts of the village, you can see that the village consists of a tavern from which raucous celebrating can be heard. You see a jail. You see a person-sized glass case in the center of the town square.
Okay.
Okay.
You see a merchant, a merchant's, like, store.
Okay.
And several residential homes where the villagers live, presumably.
Oh, wow. Sweet. Sounds like you don't want us to go in those homes.
Yeah.
Those
what a unique village. I've never heard this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want a DM? Matt, describe a village. Describe a village right now, and that's what the village looks like.
It's a village made of candy drop mountains.
What? Candy drop is a candy
I'm
village.
Sorry, what?
It's a candy
it's a village made of mountains, you stupid fuck.
Anthony, you're doing a great job, bud.
Get in your fucking lane. So, again, there is a merchant store, a tavern, a jail, a glass case in the center town square, and several homes. What would you like to do?
Katie, where's your mom?
I don't know. We were ambushed on the road to Telebifia.
Oh, you're not.
No.
More like a rope swing.
And they took her somewhere. I'm not sure where she is.
Can I look for footprints?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, like why that. Don't you roll survival or nature or...
Oh, there we go.
Oh, sorry, are you the DM?
Yeah. Everybody thinks they're a big fucking deal tonight, huh?
I'm the DM.
Look, I got a 19.
Okay,
so look, right behind those candy drop mountains. I think I see some footprints.
You can see the footprints that look like two people dragging a third, and you can tell that the third person that was being dragged has talons and it has like claws in there.
Does the person have large talons?
And they are being dragged towards the jail.
Where's the jail?
They're in the jail.
It looks like
we got
it.
Katie, are you sure your mom didn't do anything wrong? Just usually if somebody goes to jail. What? I'm just asking. I just said we're going to save your mom. I just want to know all the situation.
Katie says, whoa. Katie says, all cops are bastards.
Glenn smiles.
Glenn goes, oh, hell yeah, pound it. And I hold out a fist pound to a wolf.
Yes.
And I get one?
You get one.
Oh, she's so cool.
Daryl just ejaculated.
Dude, that was exciting. All right.
Okay. So it seems like this thing's going towards it's in the jail.
It's in the jail.
I don't think we should just like
it's until proven guilty, as we've decided. So let's go. Yeah.
I think, I mean, but like, we can't just go into town and be like, hey, what's up with that? It seems like they're pretty mad at this person, so I think we need like a cover identity. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
We yeah, we could okay. get in trouble to go into the jail, and then we would have to break out ourselves and then also the mama wolf, and it would be like kind of a dual journey that would get us to know a lot about ourselves. Okay, I love that.
Let's do that. Yeah, maybe.
How about some of us are bounty hunters?
Okay.
And we do a quick little photo that's like a wanted for like Glenn or somebody, and then
who gets
like...
to be the bad boy who got.
Ooh, I think I know.
I think I know who it is. Yes.
All right.
All
right.
One, two, three. It's me.
Hayden.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's good.
That's good. Let's use
Hayden, you're small.
Ron, imagine if you could be the bounty hunter that brings in this guy in.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm feral, man. I'm fucking feral. Tie me up. I'll fucking start.
Hey. Hey, for real. Froth up the saliva and they'll think you have rabies.
Very good. Okay, very good.
Ron, can I just be like your big muscle behind you?
Sure, I have big muscle myself, but if you want to be like the medium sized helper,
I won't say anything. I don't want to ruin. I mean, you're the businessman.
Yeah, the completely quiet helper. Yes, I think it's always best if I do the talking. all right, I think this is shaping up to be a great plan.
Okay, well, okay, and then Glenn and I, you and I can be like just some fun guys that are part of the group.
I'll be the money man. I'll be getting the payment.
Yeah, that's great.
Make sure you run a big number. That way they'll pay it.
I'll be a mayor from another town that also wants the guy to drive up the price on Payton, you know?
Ooh, that's good, man.
Okay.
That's good.
And
you,
Glenn,
you could be the guy who has accused Payton of
that's a better
killing
idea.
Your
yeah,
whole
yeah,
family
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, Payton, yeah. Okay, great.
They were asking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's great.
All right, let's go.
So you guys head into the jail. All of you, much like Han and Luke taking Chewbacca through the Death Star, I guess.
You got it.
Look, there's two plans on this show.
Yeah.
One is take Chewbacca in the handcuffs, and like the other is like fake our deaths or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Peyton's like frothing at the mouth and trying to bite at every townsfolk that he walks past. And you make it to the jail, and inside you see a lazy-looking deputy with his feet up on a desk.
I don't know why that's funny. It's just a perfect Western image. Just like the,
And he goes, what y'all out there?
Hello, sir. It's me, Dog the Bounty Hunter. I have here quite the little criminal.
This guy here killed my whole family.
And I do it again.
I like lift up Hayden. I lift up Hayden, just like shake him.
It's only making me mad.
That's right, good son. I am Mayor Oakworthington, and I'm from a different town. And I'm mad that this bounty came here, and me being here proves that this is real.
The deputy. So go ahead and roll deception. Roll deception.
Shit.
You jumped the gun.
That's a six.
So the deputy narrows his eyes and goes, so why are you here, Van?
Because I'm very upset that the bounty is here and I wish to buy the bounty.
Keep up with that attitude, dude, and you're next.
I hit Henry. And I channeled him and was like, nice try. You're the accomplice of this guy. Now we got both the bounties.
He also killed my extended family. This guy, they're both the two criminals.
And we would do it again.
By the way, I rolled this up.
I got an eight.
What?
So the...
You came in too early, buddy.
You came in too late.
The guard...
I might have come in too hard, but you came in too early.
The guard...
Story of my life.
Oh, God.
The guard pulls out his gun, his fantasy gun. His crossbow, his handheld crossbow.
There you go, you found it.
And he points it and he goes, this is, I don't know what this is, but this is not on the level. Why don't you all get into that cell over there? And he gestures you over to a cell that you can see. Why don't you, actually Henry specifically, why don't you roll perception with advantage or nature with advantage?
That's a natural 20.
You?
Yeah, I rolled the big number, Anthony.
You see a tall bipedal wolf standing behind what you know immediately just from the scent, just from the tang in the air, are bars of silver.
Smells like silver, boys.
Hey, Katie. Geologists learn by sense of smell.
You can taste rocks. That's like a thing.
Hey, Katie. I lick the rock. Yeah. I'm like, that's pure uncut silver if I ever licked it.
Katie, is that your mom? I whispered to the wolf.
I think that's my mom.
You think? Well, you don't
you
know.
Think?
She looks so sad. I'm not used to seeing her crying like this.
Oh, boy.
She's such a strong feminine presence in my life.
Don't worry. We'll get her back smiling. I promise.
You're a true ally.
So, Anthony, as we're trying to get pushed into the cell, I want to cast a spell really quick. And I'm going to modify this one. This is Earth Tremor. You cause a tremor on the ground within range. Each creature other than you must make a dex saving throw. Now, I want to modify it. Because Glenn, here's the idea. Glenn does
different.
Earth Tremor, but it's not I cause a tremor. Glenn just goes like, whoa, did you guys feel that earthquake? And then it's a deception check and the distraction. I want to like bop the guard real good.
All right, roll deception for me.
All right, sick. This is the best part about D&D. This plus 14, bro.
Plus 14?
I de-leveled for this, and I've still got plus 14, bro. 15 plus 14, 29. Yeah, get used to it.
All right, so the tremor happens, and the guard goes, oh, what's the ground shaking for?
No, to be clear, no earthquake happens.
Yeah, but
Glenn
you
just says...
Why did you cast a spell then?
Well, because it's a spell, and that
what
means
are you doing?
That... No, hold on, listen, bro. Listen. This smells sick. Dude, even if he fails,
you
get
1d6
bludgeoning damage, dude. And it's not prone.
Okay. So you just literally said there's no earthquake, though.
Yeah, but, like, the mind is a powerful organ, you know what I mean? Like, the power of suggestion can cause him to lose his balance, and I'm going to, like, shove him really hard into the cell. I shove him into the cell.
Okay,
see,
great.
I'm like that.
All right, I think with that high roll, you were capable of doing that. You shove him into the cell, and immediately...
I've got an idea.
What's your idea?
So can I roll stealth real quick?
Yeah. Get in those pants.
Oh no.
Is it two plus 11 though?
What are you trying to do?
Switch clothes with him so that if he wakes if he wakes up, he thinks that he's the bounty hunter and I'm the security guard.
No, unfortunately, your stealth roll does not allow you to do that with your piddly 13.
You tear off his tearaway pants, though.
Yeah, you tear off his fucking
once
pants.
Once he's in prison, we could just ask him for his clothes if he wants to wear his clothes.
Oh, sure.
So the thing is, you push him into the cell, but the cell door locks behind him, and you can see that the cell door is also immediately the werewolf starts fucking tearing this dude apart.
Oh!
Just limb by limb. Just...
Is
it loud?
Okay?
Goodness gracious!
You can see that the cell
is loud.
It's loud.
Well, I mean, will people outside hear it?
Oh, I'll roll.
Ooh, right, yeah.
That is a 14. So I'm gonna say that that was a stealth roll to kill him quietly, and that she gets away with it.
Nice.
So you can see that there is a 5-digit code combo to the opening the cell door, and it closed too quickly for any of you to get in.
I know this one.
Hey, buddy, what's the code? What's the code?
8-0-0-8-5.
Wait, I'm asking. I'm.
Fuck!
Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Fucking got his ass!
Did I grab it? You know, when you work with someone long enough, you sort of finish each other's sentences, you know?
Anthony.
That's right.
Anthony, it's
That's
okay,
right.
bud. You gotta finish
okay.
the show.
Take a second. Take a beat.
You gotta
take
do the show, man. You can't quit now. You gotta go back into it.
You gotta get back in.
It's gonna be okay. I love you, boss. All right. Keep going, big dog.
This show might be a lot shorter than we had hoped.
I had so many other things planned. But the door opens.
All right, let's get out of here.
Let's go.
So upon releasing the werewolf looks at Katie and goes, "What are you doing with these humans?"
And Katie goes, they're my friends. And the werewolf goes, werewolves don't have friends. Attack them. And they lunge at you.
Katie's strapped to me.
But I say, paw.
Everything goes black. Bang.
Okay.
You wake up, and it is daybreak. You look around, and you see each other and Peyton.
Oh, hey, guys.
What? Are you guys all okay? Was that another one of your dreams, Ron?
What's that?
I don't know what this one means. There was a big wolf.
Hmm.
And boobs.
Okay, so maybe it's about Carol.
So I'm gonna... All right.
I'm so sorry.
I will remind you that the other areas in the village still have some sort of purpose. You haven't completely obviated all that stuff, even despite my reaction. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to need right now is I'm going to need a volunteer from the audience.
Uh-oh.
Real quick. All right. I saw one of you hold up your hand first, so I'm going to say third row, fourth from the end. Yeah, now that you said it.
Confidence.
Ooh. Confidence, everyone.
Confidence wins.
One or more of you have been bitten by the werewolf.
Uh-oh.
I have handed each of you a tile that has an identity on it. We are going to be playing basically a version of One Night Ultimate Werewolf, except it's going to take more than 5 minutes, and you're allowed to curse.
Wait, can you not swear in the original?
Oh, man. You guys came here to hear some curses. We're saying the S word.
Go on.
So what I'm going to need... So first of all, what is your name?
Cedar, like the tree.
Cedar,
love it.
Like the tree. A lovely name. Okay, so what's going to happen is, this is the narration for One Night Ultimate Werewolf,
okay,
for each of the people to basically do the things at night. So you're going to be the one to read these while we are going to close our... We're going to look at our stuff, and then we're going to all stand up, go back here, and close our eyes. And as quietly as you can, if you have to interact with somebody else's card, you're going to go step over and then do it. But you're going to have to do it such a way that you don't give away to everybody else that you're moving. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Just be quiet.
Just be quiet. Okay, so go ahead, take a look at your card. Take it with you if you want. No, don't take it with you. Look at it and then put it back down on the table.
Okay.
All right, so there are also three...
What were the options on the card?
That's a fucking werewolf, I know it.
That is such... Matt, I swear to God, if you want to play this game, we can start playing this right the fuck now, bro.
You look me in the eye.
I'm looking at you in the eye.
So, what's on your card?
Well, I need to see what the options are. Let's hear the options. No werewolf.
So each of you have a card, and there are also three cards in the middle that nobody has, okay?
Okay.
Within all the cards that I have passed out, there are two werewolves, one seer. A seer gets to look at another player's card or two cards from the middle.
Can I do that anytime I want?
Matt, my motherfucker, you are so fucked, my man.
There is a robber. The robber during the night is going to take somebody else's identity for their own and swap them out, and the person who got robbed won't know about it. There are two villagers. They don't do anything. And then there's an insomniac.
Well, that's insulting.
That's insulting. This is a
support the local
economy here.
Yeah,
Anthony.
Come on.
And then there's an insomniac who at the end of the night gets to wake up and see if anything has been done to their card.
Okay.
So what you're going to do, Cedar, at the very end, you're going to ignore this part. This is troublemaker. Ignore all the stuff of troublemaker. And at the end, say, insomniac, open your eyes and check that your card is fine, basically. Okay. Is that cool?
Yeah, so just read all of this, and then instead of the troublemaker, do the insomniac.
God, you're so good at every... Round of applause for Cedar!
Yeah.
All right. If my daddies would get up, face away from the stage, close your eyes. And my audience, if you can... Just give me a little tippy taps.
Oh,
on
I got
your
an
eyes.
Idea. Yeah, yeah. Just, little, yeah, yeah. White noise.
White noise.
Yeah.
Little tippy taps. That's so good. The ASMR is so strong.
Now.
Okay. All right. Cedar, as you were.
Hey, folks. Freddie here. I'm going to describe what's happening in the audio only version.
Everyone, close your eyes. Werewolves.
Not the audience.
Yeah, keep your eyes open, please. Werewolves, wake up and look for other werewolves.
Matt/Daryl has turned around. He points a finger straight up in the air like Michael Jackson.
All right, werewolves, close your eyes. Seer, wake up. You may look at another player's card or two of the center cards.
Freddy slash Glenn turns around, points over at Matt, turns over Matt's card, and acts like, obviously, Matt's the fucking werewolf. Like, come on.
All right, Seer, close your eyes. Robber, wake up. You may exchange your card with another player's card and then view your new card.
Anthony spins around really fast and he exchanges his card with Freddy's card.
All right, Robber, close your eyes. Insomniac, go ahead and wake up.
Nobody turns around.
Check your own card. See if you've been robbed.
Cedar gestures to the audience to cheer so as to confuse us, the players.
All right, Insomniac, close your eyes. And everyone, go ahead and wake up.
Thanks. Let's give a hand. Let's give a hand, ladies and gentlemen.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
All the moms.
The moms, the MILFs.
Well, how come none of these
moms I'd like to frame.
Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame.
Hey, Aura, challenge accepted on unlimited photos.
Unlimited. You can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. For Mother's Day, that's your great Mother's Day gift. You know what I mean? Just send her some pictures of you doing stuff. From grandmothers to new mothers. Well, no, you know, like activities. From grandmothers to new mothers.
Activities we're talking about here.
Aunts and even the friends in your life. Every mom loves
friends.
Name the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. There's a lot of things that can bring joy to moms of all ages.
Nice.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code DUNGEONS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Mint Mobile.
It is?
Oh, wait, we're
Ryan.
Back.
We're Ryan.
We love you. We missed you. We're sorry.
Take us back, Ryan. We may have stepped out on you internationally.
I don't believe that Ryan has a cell phone, because he would have called back at this point.
Hey, listen, Ryan, you told me all about those overpriced wireless providers, how there's always a catch. Well,
and we got 5 tickets to a certain movie coming out pretty soon.
That's right. Ryan. When I heard that Deadpool v. Wolverine was coming out, I called all my friends on their Mint Mobile
accounts. Oh, I was talking about Challengers. I'm so excited about that tennis movie.
I'm sure Ryan would love to watch it with you.
Yes.
I said to my friends, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I thought, what's the catch? But there isn't one, you fool. Mint Mobile secret sauce, they sell wireless service online, which means that they don't have retail stores. They don't have to buy those kiosks in malls, and they pass those sweet mall savings directly onto you. I have Mint Mobile on my phone. I duo queue it. I got multiple lines. It's great.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And by the way, I'm more often than not, honestly, my normal phone is kind of like not as good service.
How many phones do
you can have? Hey, modern phones allow you to put multiple.
Is stepping out on us with other podcasts?
Oh my gosh. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you.
Imagine 20's calling on that other cell phone.
With premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month.
Freddie, we want you back.
All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan like me and bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/dungeons. That's mintmobile.com/dungeons. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/dungeons.
That was a great ad read, Daddy. Can you read it again?
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower, above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
LuckyLandSlots.com.
I feel weird.
What? Peyton, what's up, bud?
Oh, where are we, by the way, just to set the scene a little bit?
Like, you wake up in the jail.
In the jail?
Outside of the cell bars.
Oh.
And the two werewolves are gone. The adult and Katie are both gone.
Oh, oh man. Oh.
Where's the dog?
What happened,
well,
man?
I mean, she got her mom, so that's nice. That's what we did. That's what we came here for.
Yeah, I guess we did a good job. Well, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, time to go. And I tried the door.
Help!
Help?
Help!
I'm
help.
In prison! I want somebody to come get us out!
You're not in the cell.
Oh.
Wait, we're not in the cell. We're just hanging out outside.
Yeah, you let her out of the cell. She bit you, one of you, more of you maybe, none of you maybe. And
it sounded like one of us got bit.
A lot of cheering for nobody.
It sounds like Ian.
And yeah, so you wake up and somebody kicks open the door and it's the sheriff. And he says, "What in tarnation has happened here?" He sees blood on the ground. He sees werewolf fur everywhere. And he goes, "Oh no, oh no, it done happened again." 0 or 1 or 2, you got turned into a werewolf. We gotta figure out which one of you is the werewolf before the night comes, because otherwise that werewolf is gonna eat us all.
Okay.
And there are things in the town that could maybe help or hurt your ability to find the werewolf.
Can we just, like, stay awake and fight it? We're pretty good at it. We're, like, level 15.
Hey, you got any coffee here? We could just kick this werewolf's ass.
Werewolves are super strong in this town.
Okay.
Oh, wait. If one of that werewolves is us, I don't want to kick one of your asses. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Is there, like, a werewolf?
Wait, what do you mean? You don't want to fight a werewolf if we find a werewolf?
I don't want to fight my friends. Is there a... All right.
Hey.
You pussy.
Peyton.
Excuse me, sir.
Is that what we were all thinking?
I may not know who the werewolf is, but I know who the misogynist is, sir, and I thank you. Good day.
Buddy, Henry. Peyton doesn't resort well to negative feedback. Just wait. Hey, Peyton, buddy.
That wasn't Peyton. That was the...
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over the side of that pussy.
Peyton, remember we gave you a list, and I said of all the words you could say, you could choose 10 of them?
Yes.
And we gave you that list of 10 words you could say. Now, was that word you just said, was it on that list, or was it on the list of no-no words?
It's on the list of no-no words.
Okay. Maybe you want to use one of your other words next time.
That's right. Only I'm allowed to say that word.
Okay. I gave you that one, remember?
Yes.
Okay, you can use that one all you want.
Thanks, cucky.
Okay.
Hey, dude, it's cluck, like a rooster, remember?
No, it's not, you fucking cuck!
So, the sheriff goes, "Oh, boy, I can't handle this. I'm just going to go ahead and run away."
You can't handle this? You're the sheriff. But
this is your building, man.
Here, don't just give me the star. You're leaving.
In the distance, you hear, "All cops are bastards."
Hey, bud, if you're leaving, can I take the star?
Yeah, please take it.
Yeah, give me your outfit so that you might think that you're a dog the bounty hunter, and I will think that I'm the sheriff.
Do I look good in this?
I mean, you look...
I'm the sheriff now of this town.
Anthony, can I roll perception and see who's the werewolf?
We all roll perception to see?
Everybody roll perception.
I got natural 20.
I got a natural 22!
What?
I got an assisted 20, 16 plus 4.
So what I'm going to say is, because you got a natural 20, both Beth and Matt, you get to look at each other's cards.
Wow.
Don't mind if I do. What's up, Matt?
Hey.
Boom. Doing a podcast.
He just left him hanging. He was trying to go for another one, but that's fine.
I'm so sorry. Let's look at this. Interesting. Interesting indeed.
Ooh! Devastating. All right.
That was cruel, Beth.
I know, because Freddie did it to me last week, and I still think about it.
So you guys seem like you've got a vibe on each other now. Like, what? So, are either of you the werewolf?
Maybe.
What?
The sheriff says, "Look, I'm out of here. The merchant, there is some weaponry that's got silver bullets and silver crossbow bolts and stuff. And then there's also, I guess, a potion that some people say cures werewolfism. But also, if you give it to somebody that's not a werewolf, they die."
But if someone knows they're a werewolf, then why don't we just give them the potion and then they're not a werewolf?
Oh, that sounds
anymore.
Like a good idea.
Because werewolves don't want to be found out for the purposes of the
Okay.
I literally wrote a note here that said, figure out why the werewolf doesn't want to just ignore it.
I mean, don't you think we could all drink this potion?
The last line of this is, the werewolf doesn't want to be found out?
I mean, we could all just drink a potion.
Yeah,
No, you can't, because if you do, anybody who's not a werewolf dies. It's poison to non-werewolves.
Well, I've got
an idea. What if we call it Gatorade, and then somebody who likes Gatorade would maybe drink that, and then...
These aren't
alligators, man. It's werewolves.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second, Ron. Right. Why did you bring up Gatorade?
Because...
What's going on, Ron?
Daryl, could you meet me over here back in the cell real quick?
Sure.
Just for a private one-on-one conversation.
It's cool. I'd, like, lean up against the cell, like,
the
on the door.
The silver bars of the cell?
Ouch. You guys gotta clean these rusty bars.
Daryl,
What's up, Henry?
I can't notice that your arm is sizzling on the... Are you okay?
Hey, I've been working. I mean, thanks, bud.
I mean, you are. Look, you've been working out. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it.
But you are also. You seem a little furrier than usual. You're exuding a more sort of. I don't know how to say this. Just a more wolf-like aura.
Hey, Henry, can I talk to you in the cell?
Right.
Henry, can I talk to you in the cell?
Yeah, what's up,
Henry? I don't recommend talking to Daryl one-on-one.
Daryl, give it to me straight. Are you a werewolf?
Hey, Henry?
Yeah?
I think?
Yeah? You can tell me. You can tell me what's going on. You can tell me, buddy. It's okay. It's okay.
I just don't know who I am anymore.
We're going to find out together.
Because all I want to do is eat you.
I mean, you know, Mercedes and I are open to that if... That's something you want. I've been trying to find a way to bring it out, but
that would be so good if I could just eat both of you. That would be great.
I mean, I can ask her.
No, I don't.
I call Mercedes.
Hello, mi amor.
Hey, mi esposa, mi león, mi corazón.
What's up?
So, you know that thing we talked about with Daryl?
Oh, my.
Henry, Henry, Henry. She's running around the audience. Do that.
Hey, Henry, I'm going to be right back. Hey, Ron, can I come talk to you in a different cell?
What's going on?
That's so great. I'm just going to talk to Ron real quick.
We're going to make some plans.
Okay, Daryl, just don't get too close, because we're men, and men don't get too close. What am I kidding? I know that men can get just as close as anybody else.
Peyton says...
They're just really bad at it.
Peyton says,
now I know you all seem pretty sure about who the werewolf is, but don't forget there was a robber, so that person might actually be the werewolf, and the other one might not be. Because you didn't look at your own card afterward. You only got to see other people's cards.
Ooh. Hey, Ron!
Yeah, Peyton, shut the fuck up, man.
Did you fucking tell me to shut up, you cuck?
He said the word again.
No, that's the word he can say.
Oh.
He can say that one.
It's on Ron's list of no-no words.
Yeah. Ron, I think you saw all of me.
Yes, I do. Daryl.
You've seen me in a way that nobody else has. But I was going to tell Henry it, and I think he took it in a different way. I didn't understand what he was saying at first, but the way his wife responded, I think I just don't know who I am anymore.
That's fair.
Do you think I'm a werewolf? I thought I was, because I really just wanted to eat you all. But then Peyton said, baby, I wasn't. And he's right about a lot of things.
That's right, baby.
Well, I just, you
You're
know,
the
I
only
know
one who's seen me.
I know what I see in front of me, you know? And it's pretty hard to tell.
Henry comes out of the cell, hanging up the phone. I'm like, okay, I'll call you later. I'll still let you know how it goes. Okay, go. I need to buy some stuff.
Henry, I'm with you. We should go buy some stuff.
I need to go buy some stuff. So I'm going to go to the merchant. But it also seemed like there might be a cure for whatever. I think there's a werewolf thing going on. That was a little while ago.
Yeah, for sure. So get some forks and then a plate. And then maybe some salt.
For?
Because he's gonna eat you.
Did you tell him?
No, what? No, I told. I mean, I didn't tell him anything. I said I'm a werewolf.
You're a werewolf?
Well, you're a werewolf. I knew it.
Well, I thought I was.
I called Mercedes back. It's off. He's a werewolf.
So judgy. Whoa! He's a werewolf, and you're saying it's off.
Hold on.
Roll for if your team Jacob or team Edward.
Look, I thought I was, because I just really wanted to eat you all, but now Peyton's saying maybe I'm not, and then Ron looked deep into me and saw something, so now I'm just asking Ron if he thinks I'm a werewolf.
I definitely think you are.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and say I have very, very strong feelings about...
Well, I'm going to go pick up that werewolf cure. And
that'd be nice. If I could just have the cure, that would just solve everything, right?
So you head into the merchant's, and you see the merchant has a bunch of crossbows trained on the door, and he goes, "No one's getting in here. I heard there's a bunch of werewolf sympathizer out there. I destroyed the cure."
You destroyed the cure?
But maybe if you're lucky, you can remake it if you kill me and do some other stuff to pad out the time of this.
I cast Charm Person.
God damn it!
We're rolling hard
That's
and deep.
You, Charm Person's a really basic spell, dude. That's a level one spell. You should know about it.
Whoa!
Is it a saving throw for
online? We got a tour bus with this guy later, man. You can't roll so hard, bro.
So is it a saving throw for me?
Hold on. I have to get the spell up.
It's a really big spell, Will.
Shit, where is it? You know, it's a wisdom saving throw.
Just roll a dice and say a number. It's okay.
You got a natural 20.
Oh, damn. Shut the fuck up.
I verify the natural 20.
That's an 05.
OZ.
It's an OZ.
OZ, that's a weird.
Which is short for zero. It's a zero.
He goes, "Your charms ain't gonna work on me, werewolf lover."
Shit.
I'm gonna roll stealth.
Yeah.
To do what?
We'll switch our clothes. So that you think that you're the dog, the bounty hunter. But I know. That's a 9 plus 11. Anthony, I've got a quick question.
I've got a quick question
about the actual mechanics of werewolf really quick.
Hold on. Will made a 9-11 joke?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
We get one per show, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It would have been worse. They would have done a worse one. I'm trying to get out of here with the least. The...
You got it. Yeah. Yeah.
We're doing better 9/11 jokes each night of the tour. Yeah. So that's it. We're starting
They're
here.
They're a little bit riskier every
yes,
night.
Yes.
What is your question?
So my question is, does the robber get to look at everybody's cards before switching?
The robber gets to look at one person's card and then take it, and they become that thing. And then the other person who used to be...
Yeah, okay, you're the fucking...
you saw my card.
You're the fucking, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you're a villager.
Nobody needs to know that I was a villager.
Oh, sorry, Ron. Ron, you're the mayor. You're the mayor.
It takes a lot of talent to sell this role as villager.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get to do as cool stuff as the rest of the boys did. And I'm just happy to be here.
Hey, I talked to the
Wait, how about best role? What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
What was the role? Oh, it was 20. Yes, it was a 20. I was...
No, it was a 9 plus
11. It was a 9 plus 11, yeah.
Oh, that is equals 20.
That
okay,
equals 20.
You know what? All right. Yeah. This is why I do podcasting and not
I'm going to say...
Basic edition.
And not, and not basic.
Your taxes
basic math.
By yourself. Yep.
I'm going to say that's not good enough to run into a room that's covered in crossbows pointed at the door, take off all of your clothes, take off all of his clothes, switch your clothes with his clothes, and then make him think that he is you.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, the people have spoken.
All right, roll again.
Roll it again.
There was no number high enough that Anthony was going to let that happen.
If it was a 10 or higher, I would have let it happen.
Okay.
Well, guess what? It's a 3 or lower, so.
Couldn't even get in the dice
tray. Yeah, if you miss your dice tray, that's an automatic one.
This is the second time that I've had a pretty bad idea and that the audience has given me inspiration and that I've just let everybody down. Okay, let's get back
to
this. So
if anybody
this.
Trying to come in here and get a formula for the cure is going to get a bolt in the face.
Well, I don't appreciate that, sir.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Sir.
Can only werewolf eat people?
No, you can eat people if you want to.
I'm gonna eat the sheriff.
Yeah.
roll a melee attack.
Wait, can I help?
So all of a sudden, after the season's done, now Daryl's in the thruples.
Yep.
That's a 13 plus 7.
Okay.
What's up with us hitting the
so he is
six?
Going to opposed, try to dodge your... I'm assuming you're just running in enemy with your fist up?
No, I got my teeth.
All right, he's going to roll to attack you with his many, many crossbows. That's a 1. That's an 11. That's going to hit you.
My AC is 12, biatch.
Yeah, and he's got 15 crossbows pointed at the door. He's got a plus 10.
I guess that's fair.
All right, so he hits you 3 times with crossbows.
I'm going to cast Spirit Shield because I support. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And I'm going to reduce that damage by 4d6.
Okay, roll 4d6, please.
3 so far. There we go. 8, 9.
All right, so you take 22 damage.
That's okay. I got like 152. Like, yeah.
Beth, pretend like you have way less health.
Okay, sorry. I'm in danger.
Ron, buddy, are you okay?
No.
Don't worry. You'll make it home to your wife. You'll be okay.
Okay, that's great.
So yeah, you get the crossbow bolt hits you in the chest and push you backward out the door, and you fall back into the village square.
I'm gonna charge him too.
Okay.
How do I do that? I'm gonna do the barbarian thing. I'm gonna cast rage and just do 3 attacks. You know that stuff. I don't like how racist he is against werewolves.
It's, okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not a good roll.
That's a 2. That's just my first of 3.
Yeah. So your first.
I stumble out the door.
Yeah. Your first attack whiffs completely.
It's a 3.
No.
Your second attack whiffs slightly less completely.
Yeah, it would be hard if you were used to 4 legs going to 2 legs. That would be a hard transition. Yeah. So,
I stumble the second because I'm double checking on Ron. I'm like, Ron, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't worry. I got one more chance. No. And then a 10.
Right. That one hits him. That one, you clock it. What do you do to this guy? He's behind his countertop. He's got.
I want to do a grapple. I just want to hold him and be like, "All right, Ron, now he won't fight back. Now he won't fight back. Eat away."
Okay, I'm gonna whip my teeth out. I mean, they're in my mouth permanently. That's a 7 plus 7.
You have advantage because he is grappled. So roll again.
Wow. Ooh. That's a 10 plus 7.
I think you managed to bite him directly in his jugular.
Oh, yeah.
I whisper, I know you was the ironic part. I'm the werewolf. That's a normal human that's eating you. Pretty weird way to die,
like, buddy. What the fuck?
Really?
What the fuck?
Hey, does anybody have fava beans and a nice Chianti? Get it? Do you get it?
Oh, wait, buddy, before you die, how do you make the potion?
I'll never kill you.
It's gotta be his blood, right?
I drink his blood.
Whoa. Henry, I think I figured out who the werewolf is. You see, this whole time I've been disguising my intent. Observing. You know? Figuring shit out.
Glenn, what are you saying?
I'm either
Ron.
But Daryl for sure, but
Daryl's
maybe...
a werewolf. We've established that, dude.
I see your one.
Wait. Payton goes, you made a good point. There could be two of them.
I don't know about that, Payton, but like. Look at me, Payton. Look at me.
What?
You a werewolf, man? You tell me.
No.
You gotta tell the truth, Payton.
Yeah, Payton. No, he's way too disappointed in the fact that he isn't.
I'd be so fucking psyched if I were a werewolf.
I wanted
so badly to be the werewolf. You have no fucking idea.
Hey, here's an idea. Listen, hey, guys. Hey, Dad, huddle.
Okay.
What's up?
I mean, I am down on this one, or yes
no,
or
no? No, not you. Go look at the crossbows.
Ooh.
Look, Payton, look.
You never let me do anything, you cucks.
Hey, we should
add another word to the no-no list.
Hey, Daryl.
Yeah.
Werewolf Daryl.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's me.
I figured it out. Listen, hey, what if you just, like, transform Payton a little bit? Let the kid run around and, you know, go feral for a while.
Are you saying let Payton become a werewolf?
Does that work?
What? Yeah.
I grab a leaf and I call Aaron O'Neill.
You call Aaron O'Neill on a leaf?
Yeah.
Aaron O'Neill picks up the leaf and goes, yeah, what is it?
Hey, what's up, Aaron? So I became a werewolf?
You're a werewolf?
Yeah. Yeah, Glenn figured it out.
That's right.
I gotta ask. Are you into threesomes now?
What?
Yeah, are you?
What? What's happening?
I'm getting mixed signals over here, Daryl.
I'm a werewolf. Why? I don't know what. What is that? What are you guys? You keep saying the number three. I just don't, like, what is this?
All right. You're one of the rare types that aren't into threesomes after getting turned into a werewolf. That's good.
I could be if I knew what it was. I don't know what this is.
I lean over and whisper the definition of a threesome into Daryl's ear.
Do it.
I'm whispering.
Can you just say this to everybody?
So Daryl, okay. A threesome is like when, you know how sex...
Yeah?
Sex normally? Oh. I don't want to say normally.
Yeah, come on.
I don't mean normally, but you know how...
Me and Carol have been having some tough times, but we still...
A lot of sex is between two people.
Mm-hmm. Two people that love each other.
Two people that love, yeah.
Always.
Or sometimes. Or
sanctity of marriage, sanctity of marriage. Two people.
I know, it's the best expression of love you could possibly have.
Yeah. Well, imagine how much better it would be if there was a third person involved.
Like, wait, like, what are they doing?
The Holy Spirit, my man.
Henry, I didn't know you were a believer.
Usually I try to...
Well, Aaron O'Neill, I'm proud to say I am into threesomes.
Henry texted up and said, this is definitely off.
And I just want to know if I could give Payton a little, like a little test of what it's like to be a werewolf.
Oh, you want to make him a werewolf? For literally... Well, yeah, fuck it. Sure, go for it.
How do you do that?
You just bite him.
Oh, hey, Payton, bud.
Can we
turn it back, though?
I mean, you'd have to make a cure.
How do you do that?
Okay. Oh, so we should search his pockets for, you know, the cure.
Yeah. This guy might have
a
cure.
And it'd be a lot easier if I was wearing those pockets.
Oh. Now that he's dead, you can very easily
Ron,
switch clothes.
You can
clothes
take away. His clothes if you want.
No, I won't.
I search his pockets.
You find a note that says 80085.
Wait. Turn it upside down.
Oh, my God.
It's Saboob.
Saboob. Who's Saboob?
Some sort
we
of...
We have Sabaro on Earth.
Wait, how's that a cure, though?
You also find a diagram pointing out the cure. And
okay,
it says
it like? Yeah.
A werewolf has to kiss someone of the same age and the same gender.
All right. Hey, Henry.
Yes, I smooched Daryl.
I smooched Henry.
It's fine.
That's the cure, huh? That's the cure? Oh, wait, hold on. Just a quick question.
They do it.
I want you...
Two of them have a great kiss.
You guys said do-do.
I do need to know. What do you guys say right afterwards?
You good?
I feel like me again.
That's a good kiss always does that.
That's it! That's all! Thank you so much! Thank you so much, everyone! Ride safe!
Dungeons & Dags is Matt Arnold as Daryl Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Henry Oak, Beth May as Ron Stampler, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Glenn Close. Our theme song is by Maxton Waller, Brian Fernandez is our content producer, Ashley Nicolai is our community manager, Courtney Terry is our community coordinator, Esther Ellis is our lead editor, Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Season 2 will continue on January 16th. We also managed to recover all of our merch inventory for those of you following along that drama, so keep an ear out for the relaunch of our merch store, not that soon. There's a lot of work to do. For the video of this live show, as well as all of our live shows and a bunch of extra bonus content, head to patreon.com/dungeonsanddads.